Bruno was sitting down, he was at the Rebbe, the Rosh Shiva, and he said over this halacha, Omar le Rebbe Lezer, Bar Be Rav means like a Talmud learning in the yeshiva. So Rebbe Eliezer, he was the Talmud learning in the yeshiva, he asked like the Rosh Shiva question, Omar Rav Hochi, is it true that Rav said this halacha? Because it's a sefira. If you can say the reason why the churba is right next to the house of Mutter is because derech avra they don't ask them, so why is the middle churba also then? Churba stira. If you tell me now the middle churba is also from both of them, I the only use of derech avir, so you see derech avir is called the tashmish. So it's called the tashmish, both churbish, all three should be also zelzeden. The churba is a stira here, that was his kasha. Is it true that Rav said this halacha? Omalayin. So Rav Shiva, Rav Bruni said, yes, Rav said this halacha. Is ach v'le yishbiza. Rav Lezer wasn't there, and he said, show me where Rav lives. I want to ask Rav myself. Ach v'le, so he showed him where Rav lives. Osla kaim with Rav. He went in front of Rav. Omalei, and he asked Rav. Oma mar hochi, is it true that you said this halacha? That we have these three churbas, that the right and the left is mutter, and the middle one is osar? Omalei in. Rav answered back, yes, that's what I said. Omalei, so Rav Lezer answered him. V'amar hu di yomar, lezeh b'shulshol, or lezeh b'zrika, shnei masurim. Hamanashach, you Rav hold that even though one has an easier tashmish, and one has a little harder tashmish, they ask the zeh al zeh. So Hamanashach now, if you tell me the reason why the middle churb is also, is because derech aver, even though both houses only throw into it, so derech aver does ask the zeh al zeh, so the right and left churb should also be yosser. What do you want to say? The right churba should be moved to the right house because that one just has to make a shulshal like. He just lowers it down out of his window. For the left house to use it though, he has to make a zrikam. He has to throw it all the way through to the right chutzer, to the right churba. But you Rav say that zeb is shulshal and zeb is zrik is called equal use and the yasa zeh al zeh. So what's the stira mamonashach here? If you're going to tell me, like Rashi says, if you're going to tell me derech avir, that's why the middle chutzer is also. So the middle churb is awesome, so even the right and left churb should also be awesome, because it's zeh b'shulshal v'zeh b'zrikah. Why do I care the house that's right next to this churba? How does he use it? He doesn't have a door or an entrance to the churba. He only has a window. How do you use through a window? You have to do a shulshal. You have to lower it down. Now, true, the other house all the way on the left, how does he get into this churba? He has to throw mamish through two other churbas to get to here. So that's called b'zrikah. But Rav Shitter is, Zeb is Rik of Zeb is Shulto, is Lahadodi, is Shavu Lahadodi, it's equal, that they do ask the Zeh al Zeh. So Mamonashach, there's a theory here on you, Rav. Once the middle one is also, why the two right ones mutter, everything should be also here. On Malay, Rav answered back like this, Eino Chanami, Avada my Shitter is that Derech Avir does not ask the Zeh al Zeh. Therefore, the right Churba that's near the right house, since he uses it not Bezrika, just Beshulshul, the left house only uses it for Zrika. Therefore we say, the left house that uses it, Derech Zrika, Derech Avir, does not ask on the right house. That's Taka Rav Svara. Derech Avir does not ask on Zeh al Zeh. So the question is then, why is the middle Churba Asra on both of them? Omalei, Rav enters back, Mi Savra, the kind of Keshura, do you think we're talking about now the three Churbas, is a straight line, one after another? Loi, we're talking about the kind of Kechatsuva. Talking about like a triangle, like the picture in the Gemara here now. There are two churbas, and the third churba on the left side is in between the right two churbas. It's like a chatzuva, like a triangle. So therefore, the top churba on the right side is mutter the top bias, because he uses it for shulshul. Mashenkin, the bottom bias, for him to use the top right churba, it's only duch zrika. Rav holds it by zrika, derech aver does not ask the zeh al zeh. Hold in the other way. The bottom right churba is mutter to the bottom house, because he uses that churba b'shulshul, just lowering it down. Vashenken, for the bottom house to use the top right churba, he could only use the derech zrika throwing into it, and derech aver throwing, Rav holds is not asa zel zeh. Vashenken, the left churba here, the reason why it's oster for both bottom to use it, is not the pshat because derech aver throwing asis, but since this left churba is close to both bottom use it just b'shulshul, just opening up the window and lowering it down into the churba without a zrika. It's not away, it's not down tzvachim away from the house. It's right next to the house. So since both batim use the left churba equal use of shulshul, that's why the yasa zeh alzeh. By shaking on the right side, the two churba, since they're away from one another, therefore the churba next to one house is mutter to that house, and the other house doesn't ask it, because for the other house to use it, it's on the deral zrika. And deral zrika, deral chavya taka does not ask zeh alzeh. This is a riot that Rav tackles this svarim, that any time you only have a use, like Moshe, the bottom house here, how can he use the top churba? Only by throwing it into that churba. Therefore, since his whole tashma is only deral zrika, he does not ask for on the top chotzer. He does not ask for it on the top bayis. Smell is good al v'alachar also. When you have this bor in between the two chatzerim, they do not ask for zeh al zeh. Because since both chotzers only could use this middle bor by zrika, by throwing it, we're saying now zrika does not ask, the rechava does not ask for zeh al zeh. So the Gemara, oh Malay Rav Papa the Rava. So the Papa the Rava, Leimer Shmuel, let's let the Rav Dimi. Let's say now Shmuel argues on Rav Dimi. Shmuel is saying, hold that, no, you have to have a tikkun here, but this bor is only mutter to schlep up the water if you put out a ziz, you put out a piece of wood. So Mashmuel, two chatserim do asa ze al ze, even though it's only derech avir. So what? Since both chotzes have an equal right to use this middle bor, it's like both Rishuyas are shalit here, and the Yasa Zeh Zeh. So the Chura then, Shmuel does not come out good like Rav Dimi. Tichiyosi Rav Dimi Yom Rav Yechon. Rav Dimi came over and said it over the name of Rav Yechonin. Mokam Shein Boi Dalad Adalad. That's called a Mokam Ptur. A Mokam Ptur, a Mokam Shein Boi Dalad Adalad, the locher is Muta Levnei Rishus Rabin, or Levnei Rishus Ayochon Mekate Polov. That's a Mokam Ptur in between the Rishus Rabin and the Rishus Ayochon. So a person standing in the Rishus Rabin is allowed to put down his bundle on this Mokim Ptur. Who are then a person standing in the Rishus Yochid is also allowed to put down his bundle on the Mokim Ptur. But Metchili should not put, like, carry from Rishus Rabin and put it down on the Mokim Ptur and then pick it up again and carry it into Rishus Yochid. That's Xera, even though Midiraisa this is Mutur. Of its Xera, though, that maybe you come to carry directly from the Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yochid. He's a bavach lo yachlifu. But I call upon him to see a mokum ptur is mutter. Now what's the head of Niskumarat's mashma? The reason why a mokum ptur is mutter, because it's called ye carrying derech avir. Since the mokum is not dalal dalal, it's not a chosh of a mokum hanocha, like Rashi says, it's called like it's avir, it's only in the ear. And anything in the ear is not called a chosh of a hanocha. So that's only good if you're like Rav that derech avir does not ask the zeh. But the Chodah Kashra is according to Shmuel, that Derech Avir does answer. Yeah, like Rashi says, Leslie of the Midi Hamokim Shem by Arba Kivan Les Be Shir Mokim Anocha the day Lav Anochi Vrehu Ka Avir Bi Alma. Sort of like an Avir. That's the head of a Mokim Ptur. It's like Avir. Who come a Mutte Beloy Shem taking the Shmuel Hoy Tzos this boy. And for the Gemara, no. Hosam Rishuyas Diraisa. Where is the question in between the Rishus Rabin and Rishus Yochid? Where is the Nisa Diraisa? The other Rabbonim were more makel. To say true, a Mokum Ptur is Mutter. Hocha Rishuyas the Rabbonim. Mashenkin here to carry from one Chotzer to another Chotzer is only Osam the Rabbonim. We Diraisa the both Rishus Yochid. The whole Indian of a Rubin Chatzeris to carry from one Chotzer to another Chotzer is only Osam the Rabbonim. And in the Rabbanon that Yisroom, there's a swarrow, V'chachomim also chizik l'dereyim, yoysim mishal Torah. The Chachomim made a bigger chizik for their dinim, more than the Torah said. See, even though for din the Yeraisa between Rishus Rabban and Rishus Yochid, there is a Ptur of a Makam Ptur, which blives Derech Avir, does not ask a Zel Zem, but where we're talking about the Rabbanon that Yerushuyis, of a Chatzir, that has a boar in between the two of them, that it's only an Issa. The Rabbonin, here the Rabbonin made a chizik of the Reyim, that even Derech Avir does answer according to Shmuel. That's why Shmuel says you have to have a tikkun here of a ziz sticking out.
So the Moravite. Omale Ravino LaRova. So Ravina asked Rava, Niyom Rav Hochi. Is it true that Rav said like this? Then any time the Grashi Zeh Mishtamash Besal Mechloyer De Zrika, V'yein Chaveru Oysol of Derech Avir, that somebody else does not ask for him by Derech Avir. For Itma we learned, Shnei Batim Mishnei Tzidi Rishus Rabin. If somebody owns two houses, one person, on opposite sides of Rishus Rabin, Moshlam Beverly, one person owns a house on one side of Beverly, and he owns another house straight across on the other side of Beverly. is Rabba bar Rav Huna Rama Rav, that Rabba bar Rav Huna said over the name of Rav, the din is also Lizroik Mizelizir. You're not allowed to throw from one house to another house. Is the Shalom, why is it also? Rashi says, Shnei Batim Shel Odom Echod also Lizroik. Even when you throw it across Beverly, across Rishus Rabin, it's going Lamalam Yasara. Still, we say the Avir of the Rishus Rabin asks on you to throw it. Even though there's no use there. So it's a Mod Nakasha. But since you're using the Avir of the Rishus Rabin, even though there's no real tashmish there, still you see it's also. So you see it's also to use something through a rishus. And for the Gemara, Shmuel Amma Mutal is Rik Mizel is there, but Shmuel holds no, it's mutter to throw from one to the other. Since Lamaisa, both houses belong to you, so you're throwing from one rishus yacha to another rishus yacha, it's mutter to throw it. What do I care if it goes in between over rishus Rab, which is Lamala Mayud, which is like Aver, there's no issa. But Kofonim according to Kash is according to Rav. What is Rav Asa? But Malay answered back, Lav miyakimna, din vizet sign. This is a new halacha why it's also here. We're talking about the madli chad, the metitoi chad. One house is higher and one house is lower. That's why you're not allowed to throw across to a shes rabim from one house to another house. Because we're afraid, since they're not equal levels, you'll miss the other house. Zimnen de menagdin vinofim. Maybe when you throw across, you'll miss the other house, and will fall down onto the ground on Rishus Rabim. Now that alone would not be an Isser, because you weren't mechavin to throw to Rishus Rabim. You were mechavin to throw from your Rishus Rabim straight across the other Rishus, from your Rishus Yochid, straight across the other Rishus Yochid. So since your Kavana was leheter, there wouldn't be any Isser derice, even if it fell now to Rishus Rabim. So this alone should not be a mokum to make a gzera. So the gzera is, the Osel Asuyei. We're afraid when you throw across to the other house, you'll miss it, and it'll land in the Rishus Rabin, and now you go outside to pick it up and bring it into the house. So you'll be carrying now from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yochid. That's why we make the Gzeirah. That's why it's also. So nothing to do with the Shiloh, whether the Avir Asas or not. Taka Rav holds Derech Avir does not Asar. The reason why here it's Asar is, because there's a Gzeirah, maybe you fall into Rishus Rabin, and you come to pick it up to bring it into your house. That's why it's Asar. Yeah, so Melo is no kasha Rav on Rav. Even though Lachur the Havimin is a bit so shver, that what's the kasha from over here to Rav? So Rashi through it also explains a little bit like Rashi. That the word is what's the Havimin to Asar is? He's throwing from one Rishus Yochid straight across to the other Rishus Yochid, and they both belong to you. So that's why they should be mutter. Now the only Satar is Asar is since you're going through the Avra of the Rishus Rabin. Now Lamaisi, you're throwing something Lamala Meyud more than 10 tefachim high off the ground. So the Malam Meyud is not a Rishus Rabin. But I call upon him, since the people in the Rishus Rabin sometimes use that Avir, like stick the hand up, they do things in it, so that's cool, like the Rishus Rabin has a right to use that Avir. So that's why it's also for you to throw from one Rishus to another Rishus. So the Kodakash is like a Kal B'Choyma. Madlich Rav says here it's also, and the Avir that the Rishus Rabin uses, Mamash, a very slight Rishus, because Lamais it's Lamala Meyud. Still, Rav holds that Avir is called something. So, Avad, in the case where your mom is using Avir, you're throwing something from your Rishus to another Rishus, Derech Avir. But Avad, should blame also. That's the Gemara's Teretz says, no, here it has nothing to do with Derech Avir. And the reason why Rav answers here is because the Gzera made you come to fall with Rishus Rabim and you come to pick it up. So, that's the Mishnah Vaita. Hanoise Neseruvoi Bebesh Shar. If somebody puts his Erev in a Beis Shar, that's like the foyer or the hallway into a house. So the Maitre, nobody lives there. It's not a Mokum Royal Diron, because people walk through there. So if you collect an Eruv Chatzeris from this Chotzer, and you put it into a house, into a Beis Shar, into the foyer of the house, or else Achsadron, you put the Eruv Chatzeris on a porch, an open porch, or else some Rafestas, you put it on a balcony, is a Locha Eino Erev. The Erev is not Chal. Since these places are not a Mokum Diron, it's not Royal to live there, if you collect the Erev Chatzeris and put it there, and Erev Chatzeris has to be in a Mokum Royal Adira, here it's not Royal Adira, so it's not Chal Erev Chatzeris. Because the whole lumdus of Erev Chatzeris is that you collect a pass from each house, and they put it in one house, so it looks like everybody's living in this house now. But only if this Mokum is Royal Adira. Here the Mokum is not Royal Adira, the Erev is not Chal. Hu adin vihadar shom eino oiser. Let's say somebody moved in for this Shabbos to live in the Beis Shara into the foyer, or they lived into the porch, or they moved in to live into the balcony. Also, they do not ask around the rest of the Bnei Chotzer. Since there is not a mokum royal dira, even if though they're living there, they do not answer. Is vadar shom eno oiser lof? What about the Beis HaTevin? You have a house that you store the straw, or else Beis HaBok, or corral where you have your animals living, or Beis Eitzim, a house where you store your wood, or Beis Oitzer, a stam, a house that you store other things in, Beis Oitzer, or else is Hareza Erev. If you put Erev in one of these rooms, the Erev is chal. Because the pshat is, these are private rooms that is roy to live there. If you empty it out, but you're storing there and live there, it's a mokum roy ladira. Therefore, if you put the Erev there, it's a mokum roy ladira, and the Erev is chal. Mel hu adin v'adar shom, if somebody lives in these rooms, it's tak oyser the yasser on you, because it's a mokum roy ladira. Rabbi Yehuda says a new chiddush now. Im yeshom tfisas yad, shobala bayis enu oyser. In a case where the Bala boss has a tfisas yad, means he has a right to use each apartment. As we're talking about, let's say you own a house that has four apartments to the house, and the Bala boss rents out three apartments to three different people, three different yidin. So Pasha, they should have to have an area of chateris in order to carry out from one apartment to another apartment or else to the backyard. But let's say when the Bala boss rents it out to each person, he still has a tfisas yad. I mean, he still has a tfisas, means a hand to use there. He has a mokum in each apartment that he has a right to leave his kalim there. He still has some usage in each apartment. Then eno oyser. Then we still consider as if the Balaam is living in each apartment, and the person renting now is only like an oirech, like a guest by the balabos, and he doesn't ask for the balabos. It's like the whole house still belongs to one person, and mainly everybody's allowed to carry out from one apartment to another apartment. Since the balabos has a tfisas yad, has a right to use a mokum, a place, in each apartment. Like Rashi says, Sheyesh the balabayis mokum b'dirosei shozer, Shenoisin shom kelim latzniyah. He has a place to hide his kelim there in the house. So since he has a right to use the house, it's considered like he's still living there, and the other people now are just a guest by him. Zok Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda, Brei the Rav Shmuel Bar Shailis, Kol mokum she'omru, wherever we say the cloud, that hadar shom eino oiser, if you're living in this type of a room, that's not royal adira. You did not aser on the Bnei Chotzer if, let's say, two other people are living there and they did make an Erev together. Even though you're living there, you do not aser on them. Is Hanoitzen Eser Ruvoi Eino Erev. Who are then in such a place? If when they collect the Ruvoi Chatzeris, they put it into this type of a room, the Erev is not Chal, since this Mokum is not royal adira. Chutz, except Mi Beishar the Yochid, a foyer or the a hallway coming into a private house, into one person living there. A Beishar the Yochid, that is a Mokum royal adira. Rashi says, Chutz Mi Beishar the Yochid, the chotzer shall yochid. If this chotzer belongs to a yochid, who must nis in the beis shah the chotzer the rabbi maskinen. Our Mishnah is talking about this as a foyer or hallway into the chotzer of a rabbi, belong to a lot of people. Then we say it's not a mokum mutzna since everybody walks through it. But if it's a private chotzer, even the hallway into it is also royal adira, and there you could put yerif. Now v'chol mokum shomru chachomin. Any place that the chachomin said ain manichim by yerif, you are not allowed to put down an Eruv HaChatzeris there, because it's not a Mokum Roy Ladira. You should know, Menichem Boy Shittuf. You are allowed to put down there, though, the Shtufim Mevois. Shtufim Mevois means if all the Chatzerim make an Eruv together, allow them to carry out from the Chatzer into the Mavui, the Halacha is you don't have to put it in the Bayis, the Beis Dira Roy to live in. You could even put it in the Chatzer, albeit a little bit Mishtamer. So Pshit, you're allowed to put it into a porch, or a balcony, which is also more Mishtamer than just a Chatzer. So you can put your Shtufim Mevois in any one of these places. Chutz Me'avim Movi. The only place you can't put the Eruv for Shtufim Mevois to carry out into the Movi is in the middle of the Movi itself, in the middle of the street. Since that's not a Mokum Meshumer at all, it's not watched there, there the Eruv is not Chal. For the Gemara, Maika Mashmon, what's the Chiddush of this Braitha that Yev Yudah Breder Shmuel Bar Shelet said over? The Chul Pshit, Maika Mashmon, Taninon. We learned all these Chiddushim in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hanoisin as the Ruvi Beishar, if you put the collect the Eruvi Chatzeris and put it into a Beishar, into a foyer, or else that's Fadri, you put it into an open porch, or else some Rafesis, a balcony, ain't no Eruv, the Eruv is not Chal, since these places are not royal Adira. You can't do a mokum mutzna. It's not a mokum mutzna. It's not a private place. Yeah, is ain't a ruby eruv. This is a diak eruv who do lay heavy. Only a ruby chaterus is no good. Hoshdufa heavy. Mashen can shdufa my voice. For that, these places are good. It's not worse than putting in the middle of a chaser. So what's the chiddush of this brisa? And for the Gemara, bei shar biyochid. The chiddush is that a bei shar, if it's a foyer only for a private house for one person living there, that is called the makom mutzna. So the chur, what do you have to make an aruba chaseris for if you have the yochid, one person living there? Mustama means we want to make a aruba chaseris with the other chaserim next to him, with the other people, the next chaser. So then they're allowed to put it into this foyer, even though it's a foyer, it's a hallway, since it only belongs to a yochid. The avid the mava yitzvichle, and the other chidishman's price is that the shtufim of voice, when you collect the eruv for the mava, you cannot put the eruv in the mava itself. The late tanan, these things we did not learn in our Mishnah. So at Gemara Tanina Nami Hoch, we learned another price like this. Hanoisen es eruv bebeishar. If somebody puts the eruv chatzeris in the beishar in the hallway, achsadru or an open porch, umrafes as a balcony, uve chotzer uve mava hareiz eruv. You put it in the chotzer, in the mova, the eruv is chal. For the more astiri of your tanan, we learned ain't the eruv. We learned you can't put the eruv chatzeris in the chotzer in the mova. It has to be in a mokum royal dira. You can't live in the chotzer. And the gemara, ema the pshat is hareze shituf. You should know what chal is the shtufa mivoyis is chal. So what you collect an eruv for the shtufa mivoyis, that you're allowed to put even in the chotzer. For the gemara, but shituf be mova loy minter. How can you say you can put it even into the mavoi? In the mavoi, it's not watched. I call part of the eruv for the shtufim of voice has to be in a makom mishumer. That's watched. That's what has to call part of being a chotzer, but not in an open mavoi. And here it says even in the mavoi it's mutter. And for the Gemara, ema v'chotzer sheva mavoi. You know where it's mutter to put this eruv, even in one of the chatserim that open up into the mavoi. But einachnami in the mavoi itself, avadi, you can't put the eruv for the shtufim of voice. Yeah, the more vital. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said over in the name of Shmuel. B'nei Chabur. If you have people, they have different houses in the Chotzer, but they're like friends, they came to have a Suda together. B'nei Chabur, the people from the Chabura, Shoyim Mesubim, they were sitting together and eating together, a meal together. V'kiddush Alayim Hayoyim. And it became now Friday night, it became Shabbos. Is the Alocha Pash Al HaShulchan Soimchin Alayim Mishumeruf. They're allowed to be served, they're allowed to use the bread on the table for the Ruvi Chatzeris. Even though they did not make a Beferish Erev to carry from one apartment to another apartment, but since right now at the beginning of Shabbos they're all sitting together on the same table, and there's bread there, that everybody has a right to use that bread automatically makes them like to have an Erev. The Yamr Law, and some learn Mishum Shittif, you should know it even helps, for Shtufim Yavoyis. Omer Rava V'loy Pligu, Rava says, no machloikis here. Kan b'mesubin b'bayis, if the sudu is taking place in one of the houses inside the chotzer, so in the house it's roid to make an eruv chatzeris, we consider this bread for an eruv chatzeris. If they're having the sudu outside in the chotzer, and the chotzer is not a mokum to put an eruv chatzeris, it's only good to put an eruv a shtufim voice, so they will be considered to be kosher for the shtufim voice. Oh, malaya baya la rabba, sabaya told rabba, tanya de misayamach, rabba raya to you. Eruv chatzeris bechotzer. You could put eruv chatzeris where in the chotzer, on the front yard. Ushtufe mivoyis b'movi. And the eruv you collect from mishtatef to put all the mivoyis every chotzer in the movi to carry from the chotzer into the movi, you could put it in the movi. For vinabo, we have a kasher on this. Eruv chatzeris bechotzer. Is it true that eruv chatzeris you can put into the chotzer? For your tanan, we learned. If you collect the eruv chatzeris and you put it into a beis shar, into a hallway, achsadr, into a porch, or mirafesas, into a balcony, ain't no eruv. The eruv is not chal. Why? Because it has to be a mokum royal dira, and these places are not royal dira. So how could you tell me now that putting in the chotzer, the eruv is chal? A chotzer is also not a mokum royal dira. And the Gemara Eima Eruv Chatzeris Bebayis Shem Chotzer. It means you took this Eruv Chatzeris and you put it into one of the houses that are in the Chotzer. Rel Shtufa Mevoyis means Bechotzer Shem Movi. You put this Eruv for the Shtufa Mevoyis not in the Movi itself,
but you put it into one of the chatserim in the mavi, and in the chatzer that's called a makam shumer. That's kasha for the shtufim avoyis. Right now, the end of the Mishnah of Yehuda says a chiddush. Yehuda winem yeshem tvisas yad. If the bala boss that rents out his apartments has a right to use a makam to put kalim down in each apartment to use the makam, the house still belongs to the bala boss as if he's still the owner, and the other people are only a guest by him. So the Mara Hechi Domi Tzvisis Yad, how much right does the Bala Boss have to have to use each apartment? And the Gemara could go in Chatzeroi Shal Bunias. It's like this Chatzer that belonged to Bunias. So Rashi learns, Osher, who he was a very rich person, Omasho Batim Shabachotz Lacherim. He used to rent out his apartments in the Chatzer to other people. Voyula Kalim Bakulim, Shemitech Oishroi Hoyula Kalim Harbi. He had a lot of Kalim, a lot of different things, a lot of different chairs, a lot of different tables. And he had no place to store them. So he used to store his tables, his chair, in these different apartments. So since he had something in each apartment, some kalim, a mokim in the apartment, to use that mokim, it's still considered like he's the owner here, and these other people are only a guest by him. So the Gemara, Ben Bunis, so the son of Bunis, Osla Kaim of the Rebbe, came in front of Rebbe, came to visit him. Omalu, so Rebbe said, Penu mokim le ben meyer. Prepare a nice mokim, give him a nice place to stay, because he's a son of a rich person. Trash claim a mokim choshe, give him a nice place to stay. Like with Yedua, Rebbe was always mechabed ashirim. A rich person, Rebbe was mechabed. Here is the son of the rich person, he said, give him a nice place to stay. Vaita osse inish achrin, another person came in front of Rebbe. Omalu, they told him, penu mokim leben masayim, prepare a nicer place.